It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's game is brought to you by Jackson Public Schools, OmniSource, B&G Landscape, Penn Chiropractic Center, MVP Sports Store, Jackson YMCA, Newman Christie Catholic High School, The Collector Zone, Al Rose Steel, American Title Company, The Protection Center, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, Advanced Fluid Technology, Northwest Community Schools, Janko Boot Shop, Brembo, The Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley, County National Bank, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Ajax Heating and Cooling, White's Restaurant and Catering, and Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. High school football live on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com. Now, here's GOC and Ratch.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Deering Road, where tonight, Lumen Christie battles the Western Panthers. High school football here on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Tom Ranchford back from assignment. You just beat that hurricane out of Florida, didn't you?
I left early to make sure that I could beat the traffic. As it turned out,
You weren't flying out of there.
No, I drove, and it takes me 2 days, but I was not going to come back until Wednesday so I could do this game tonight, but I left on Tuesday morning just to make sure I could beat all of the traffic, and my brother Mike lives in Fort Lauderdale. They got just nicked by it, but boy, to the north, they have just been inundated with rain, wind. There's over a million people without power, and who knows how long it's going to be until they get the power back on. And that doggone thing may curl around and come back. So it's nothing to mess with. I had a wedding down there last week. It was fantastic. The problem is, of course, the humidity and the dew points are in the night. The humidity was about 85%. The dew point was 75%, and you could never, ever get comfortable. Tonight, however, here in Jackson, Michigan, it is a spectacular night for high school football.
Very nice.
I believe we're in our seventh week of the season already.
It is. You missed a good one last week as Lumen in overtime nipped Coldwater on a big defensive play by Grant Smith, and Kyle Minder stopped big Sam DeMeester two-point conversion play in overtime. Love to talk to Coach Scorefarn. Ask him why they decided to go for two there, but, you know, rainy night. They've been running the ball fairly successfully, but a great play by Lumen, and they get a win where they could have lost the game.
Yeah, and with the win, the Titans, with just the one league loss to Harper Creek, sit in second place in the Interstate 8. Harper Creek leads the league, and Lumen Christie is in second place. And then tied for third are Coldwater and Marshall, who Lumen Christie had beaten in back-to-back weeks. And they're both 3-2 in the league. And I mentioned Marshall, Greg, because Marshall's two losses in the league, one was to Lumen Christie, and the other one was to Western, 32-30, a real close game and a good game about the second or third week of the season. So, again, the Interstate 8 a little bit tighter than normal. All Harper Creek has to do is win out, and they'll win the league. But if they get knocked off tonight, for instance, Harper Creek tonight does play Coldwater. So if Coldwater can beat them, Lumen Christie can win this. They could end up being tied for first.
I'm picking Coldwater in that game, by the way.
That would be terrific for us. That would put the Titans in a two-way tie for first place, assuming, of course, they win tonight and win next week against Penfield.
That will be on Spring Arbor Road next week, and then Lumen closes with a lovely trip to Flint Beecher in week 9.
Beecher's scuffling a little bit. They're 2-4 on the season.
Yeah, they won their first two handily, Tom, and then they've kind of gone downhill, let's say. A lot of games out of town. We'll try to keep you updated. We've got the baseball going on the other station tonight. That's on 101.9. FM, and if there's not a football game over there, you'll hear a baseball game over the course of the month of October. the two teams trickling out. Let's take a three break. We'll be back here on the pregame as we head to kick off Lumen Christi Western on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones. Drive extra slow and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township, the Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. The spirit of Lumen Christi, the traditions are there, but it's always getting better. Our goal is that we are creating incredible human beings, that we're pushing every single kid who walks through our door to be their absolute best self. Come talk to me and hear about our vision for where we're headed. You're going to think, my kid has to be a part of this. Call 787-0630. Stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
Arrow Steel and the Glick family want to thank the Jackson community for their support over the past 100 years in business. From 1916 to 2016, Louis Glick arrived in Jackson, Michigan in 1916. He built a successful scrap business, Glick Iron and Metal. In 1948, the youngest of Louis's children, Al, with guidance from his brother Robert, started his own metal service in Jackson. He named the new company using the first two letters of his name along with his brother's name, calling it Arrow Steel. Arrow Steel thanks the Jackson community for 100 years in business. Metals and plastic cut to size, delivered next day. Place your order today at arrow.com.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Western Pep Band with our national anthem here on 970 and 101.5 FM. Tom, no secret, I haven't seen Western play this year, but I can give you a good scouting report. A lot of offense and not much defense.
Yeah, they score a lot of points. I think they're averaging in the 30s. Cottingham is a good receiver. That would be Connor Cottingham. Tyler Jones, number 11, another one. Luke Raskowski, the fine senior wingback, looks and plays just like his dad, Mark Raskowski. back at Jackson High 30 years ago.
Reckless.
35 years ago. Quarterback by Steel Fortress, the very fine junior quarterback. Grandson of Gordy Holton. I mean, there's some kids. You think about that. You've got Raz's kid. You got Gordy Holton's grandson, Steve Holton's nephew. You got Connor Cottingham, the son of the Spring Arbor University basketball coach. So you've got some kids out here with some pretty good skills. I think they're a little bit slight in the line. That might be a little bit of an issue. Luba Christie could take advantage of you there. They also are struggling defensively. Probably much like the Fighting Irish in Notre Dame, they score so quickly the defense is back on the field. And I think that's what happens sometimes to Western. They score so quickly through the air that they're right back on the field defensively. And that does cause some problems. I mean, they're not mutually exclusive. A good offense has got to have a good defense, vice versa, in order to hold things down a little bit. So time of possession becomes important. Luma Christie, of course, we've seen several times they have been improving very much throughout this season. And now in week 7, with a 4-2 record, they're on the precipice of, if they can win tonight and next week, qualify for the playoffs.
Western will kick off. Go from your right to your left. Here's the kick. Angles it to the sideline. Run back by Lumen. Out over the 30, 35. Out near the 40-yard line for the Titans, Jacob Lathers. Great field position for Lumen Christie. Out at the 39-yard line, that kick by Alex Innocencio.
Greg, just got a note from Boomer. He says to tell people if you're coming out to the game, stay off of I-94 right now. It's a parking lot around Sandstone Road heading west. And it might also, besides Boomer being caught in traffic, it might also have JTV announcer Mike Moore coming in from Dearborn, kind of stuck in traffic. So you always got to know. I'm surprised Boomer didn't come in the back way like we did, dodging those deer along Deering Road.
Lumen, before the first snap, personal foul, 15-yard penalty. Well, that must have come after the play or after the kick.
I watched two Lumen Christie players downfield block against the kicker who is playing safety. I'm wondering if they called it on that because they de-cleated the kid from the front. I contributed to good downfield blocking.
Here's a pitch to Thomas. Hit hard at the 26-yard line. Nick Thomas.
Garrett played on the tackle, number 2.
And I do not see... Do I not see Bo Bell out there? I don't believe so. That was a pitch to Nick Thomas from Troy Kucha. 2 yards, second down. Yeah, we've got Thomas and Minder. We'll have to check on Bell. They run Minder up the middle, and there he goes. 40, 45, 50, 45, all the way down inside the 35-yard line. The slip handoff to the fullback, the fake pitch to Thomas.
Yeah, it was that little slip trap, very quick little mouse trap right up the gut by Minder, and he got way into Western territory, a touchdown-saving tackle by safety Connor Cottingham at the 34-yard line.
Now I see Bo Bell on the sideline dressed, but not playing here. Minder at fullback. Pitch to Thomas, looks for a block, tries to get outside, and good pursuit by Western, but they lose Thomas. He does step out of bounds at the 31-yard line.
Luke Raskowski knocked him out of bounds. Gain of a couple. They run that wide. They had Minder on that time. Lumen Christie had Minder punch out block. You could see Western is trying to spread that, funnel it to the outside, and have kids like Luke Raskowski come up and help as they funnel that thing to the outside.
Zach Irwin, Mike Richards, Ben Pelletier, Noah Morris. and will check on the right tackle. Western in the backfield here, and we have flags. Minder was drubbed behind the line of scrimmage. He lost 3 yards back to the 35-yard line. There was a flag. Procedure against Lumen. That'll be declined by Western, and it'll bring up a third down and about 11.
Is the right tackle 77, Josh Richardson?
Josh Richardson, who did a nice job last week as Ian Williams was injured early in that Coldwater game, and Richardson came in and did a nice job. Third down, 12 for the Titans. Again, Bo Bell on the sideline, spectator here on this first series. Kucha, short drop, flares it out here, caught by Lathers. Lathers breaks away, and it looks like he's right at the chain. He's going to be about a half yard short of a first down.
Nice, quick, precise play by Lumen Christi quarterback Troy Kucha. Just a little stand-up pass in that sideline, in that little slot area, to Lathers, and he was able to catch it and move forward. Got himself a nice game, but it is fourth down and a yard.
Lumen will go for it here from just inside the Western 25-yard line. Quick snap. They go to Minder. Still on his feet. He's running over tacklers for a first down. Tough run by Kyle Minder.
Yeah, that's a real tough run right there. Cunningham on the tackle, but that's just a punch right up the middle, right up the gut on fourth and one, and plenty for the first down by Minder.
Got about six.
Good job by the center and both guards, obviously. Two Pelletiers turned into a real fine center, and I think that was on the right side with Noah Morris. But either way, Morris and Richards, the two guards, have done a great job, and they've really gelled.
Two tight ends with White and Big Dayton Keller. And they handed off. That was Minder again for a couple.
And, you know, Greg, I don't want to belabor the point, but the Titans line and their philosophy under Coach Herb Brogan and offensive coordinator Sean Brogan, along with offensive line coach Ken Horn and assistant coach Frank Pomerico, is the Titans dig it out. They don't play patty cake. They don't play fancy football with a lot of scoop blocking and a lot of zone blocking. They drive blocks straight ahead.
Here's Thomas. Nick Thomas has a first down, and he runs inside the 10 to about the 6-yard line.
Therefore, they drive you off the ball just like on that. I mean, that was a great run by Thomas, but he didn't do that on his own. He had some very nice blocking up front to move that Western line backwards.
So Lumen has a first down about the 8-yard line. Between the 7 and 8, goal to go for the Titans. 8:15 to go. Scoreless first half, and here's Kyle Minder. Burrows his way to about the 2 or 3 yard line.
Now, Cameron White was a fullback halfback in motion, and he did one of those, you've seen the big timers do it, where they kind of shuffle in motion, but he punched out, blocked along the 8-hole right there, and that was a real nice blocking play for the Titans. Got some good yardage, setting up second and goal.
We'll give him the 3-yard line and goal to go, and there's Minder again, and he dives down. Touchdown, Lumen Christi. Kyle Minder, the fullback. Minder got a good workout on that series. And the Titans go 76 yards right down the field with one little flare pass that was good for about 10 yards. The rest was pretty much Kyle Minder.
And a nice offensive line.
Abe Johnson on the extra point for the Titans. And that is right down the middle, 7-0. 30 break. We're right back. Titans up by a touchdown here on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Wow, that was fast. Oh, man, that was so good. Those are two phrases that you love to say whenever you're dining out. And those are two phrases you are going to say when you dine at White's Restaurant. It's good food fast with homemade flavor. By the way, you can get White's to go, or you can get White's delivered, or you can get White's Restaurant to cater your next get-together. White's Restaurant, 845 Northwest Avenue. Call 787-3991.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Seven nothing. Lumen Christi here. They've scored midway through the first quarter. You're at 970 and 101.5 FM. Abe Johnson has it teed up, and he kicks it deep, and it's going to go out of bounds down around the 5 yard line. So Western will get it out at the 35. Couple baseball scores here. Dodgers 4-2 over Washington. They're playing right now. And Cleveland shutting out the Red Sox 6-0 in the seventh inning. Earlier today, Toronto took a 2-0 lead, 5-3 win over Texas. So Western starts at the 35 with Steel Fortress at QB. They would like to run a little option. They like to throw the ball. And this play is hit in the backfield. Looming all over that little running play is Fortress out of the shotgun. Handed off to Luke Raskowski, and he lost about a yard. Back to the 34-yard line. About seven to go here in the quarter, 7-0 Lumen.
Very spread formation. Everybody up for Western.
Fortress rolling, looking, throwing. Lumen defender fell down. The receiver, Cottingham, was wide open, and he overthrew him. Kareem Harris on the coverage, and he fell flat on his face. Well, that left Cottingham absolutely wide open at the hash. And Fortress overthrew him. And a third down and 11 for the Panthers. Lumen defense played very well last week in the overtime win over Coldwater. Fortress rolling. And he is going to be buried back near the yard line. Tremendous pressure by the Titans. Cam White got in there first. Kareem Harris was also in the backfield. So is Kyle Minder.
Reading between the lines, you do kind of suspect that the Western line is going to have a little bit of trouble. A bit of trouble with the Titan defensive front. And that's certainly what has appeared these first three plays.
Yeah, Tom, that is a small offensive line and very young. They have one senior, two juniors, two sophomores up front for Western. And that kick was almost blocked. And it's going out to about the 48-yard line.
I think Fortress kicked it, and he took an extra step. You start taking an extra step against the Titans, and it's going to be blocked.
Yeah, Grant Smith almost blocked that kick. They'll put it right at the 50-yard line. And Lumen will take over. Already up 7-0 and 6:12 to go here in the first quarter. On 970-101.5 FM. Football Frenzy event tonight, Michigan Center at Vandy. Nick Thomas hit hard, good defensive effort there, just a yard or so.
Heath Heavey, number 30, Heavey, was the first man to hit him and brought him down in the middle. Pretty nice little play right there because Thomas hit the hole pretty hard.
And Troy Cuccio to the sideline, picks up the play from Herb Rogan Jr., and there'll be a second down and about nine. 5.5 to go here in the quarter. Titans up 7. Cuccio slips it off to Minder, and he almost broke away again. Shoestring tackle.
Luke Raskowski made the tackle shoestring. Man. And it just seems like, the Titans can get 6 yards whenever they want it.
5 yards there, Raskowski. Out in the secondary, but playing up. Made the stop. You have Landon Raskowski, the freshman, Luke Raskowski, out in the secondary. Thomas, and he fights his way close to a first down. Looks like they're going to give it to him right at the 40.
Jimmy Anderson, the junior linebacker on the stop for 32 for Western, but not until Titans got to the first down right at the 40-yard line. Lumen Christi does lead 7-0 at Western, 4:45 to go in the first quarter.
Short touchdown plunge for Kyle Minder.
What was that, a 76-yard drive?
Yeah.
Probably
one pass.
8 or 9 plays?
Yeah.
Pretty methodical, and that's disconcerting to the defense, too, because Lumen Christi did that without their best offensive player in Bo Bell.
Lumen has taken a timeout. Let's take a quick break, 30 break, and we're right back. 970 and 101.5 FM.
At Morgan Stanley, you'll find a level of experience and commitment to retirement advice that we think is unique in the industry. We'll bring together all the pieces of your financial life, various accounts, properties, policies, beneficiaries, and the like, and see that those pieces work together to help provide and protect the resources you'll need for retirement. This is Matt Augustine, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. Call us today at 768-7709 for advice that goes beyond investments. Let us introduce you to a new standard for retirement planning.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIP.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Western with Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell, Greg O'Connor. First down for Lumen. This play hit in the backfield. They tried a little pitch to Thomas, and he went nowhere. They're going to give him the 41-yard line. That was probably a kind spot. Very good officiating crew here tonight, the Chuck Walters group. And Lumen looks at a second down and 11. Again, they've thrown just one pass so far, and that was a kind of a glorified pitch, that little two-step drop and just fire it out into the flat. Minder in motion, and they pitch to Thomas. Cuts off a block and got maybe 4 yards. And they'll spot him 37-yard line and a third down and 7 for the Titans. Time out of town.
Up at Lansing Sexton, Jackson has scored first against winless Eastern. With 8:12 to go in the first quarter, Jackson High 7, Lansing Eastern nothing.
Third down and 7. And they fired out here to Lathers. Got a block. 30, 25, 20 all the way. Touchdown. Don't see a flag. Lathers worked that block beautifully.
Bobby Willis. Yeah. Willis was in motion. He threw one of those blocks, and then the other receiver blocked inside, and then he broke a tackle by one of the Western players and just scooted up the right sideline. Lathers 37 yards on that little swing pass, and with 3:06 to go in the first, it's Lumen Christi 13, Western nothing.
Abe Johnson out for the extra point out of the Cuccio hold. That is up and good, and it's 14-0 already. Lumen Christi, 3:06 to go. And we'll take another quick break, a 30 break, right back on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lumen Christie kicking off, up 14-0. Long kick, it's bobbled down and picked up at the one-yard line. And look out here. Got it out to the about the 17 or so. And Western tried to get something going. Their first series here was a disaster. Couldn't get anything going. And on third and long, Steel Fortress took about a 15-yard sack. Now they're down 14-0, and they go four wide. For the junior quarterback, he's going to run it up the middle and got some yardage out to the 25-yard line. Kyle Minder on the stop for Lumen Christie. Minder was also a player in on the big stop last week on Demeester on that two-point conversion.
He's turned into a pretty good player.
Very good two-way performer. Again, we have not had a Bo Bell sighting in the football game, and it's 14-0 Lumen. Fortress out of the gun on second and about four. They run Cottingham in motion. They try to set up a little screen. Drew Rasmuski broke a tackle. He has a first down, 31-yard line.
I think Grant Smith and Minder both made the tackle on that. Very nicely set up play, a little screen on the left side. Steel Fortress waited properly. The Titan line advanced, and little Luke Raskowski, nice grab. And what a run by the kid. I mean, he's tough. He's a good high school running back.
First down, 31-yard line. Fortress hands it off to Raskowski. And not much room there. Tried to go off right tackle, kind of a delay handoff from the quarterback out of the shotgun, and not much doing there. Be a second down nine. Again, four wideouts, Fortress out of the gun. He's going to run it. Cuts back, gets out to the 35, 36-yard line. Got about 4 yards. That'll bring up a third down and five. We're into the last minute of the first quarter here from Western. Tom, out of town.
Up at Lansing Sexton, Jackson has scored again on an interception return for a touchdown. Made the two-point conversion, so with 6:20 to go in the first quarter, it's Jackson High 15, Lansing Eastern nothing.
Fortress needs 5 yards, and he'll get nothing here. He tried to run it up the middle, and he ran into some gold helmets. Rogan Sullivan in on the stop for Lumen. And that'll bring up a fourth down and three. And Western deep in their own territory. They're already down 14-0. They're going to go for it here on fourth down. And they'll let the clock run out. Wise idea. 14-0 Lumen. When we come back, we'll have a fourth down play for Western. Back in 1 minute on 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Christovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. The spirit of Lumen Christi, the traditions are there, but it's always getting better. Our goal is that we are creating incredible human beings, that we're pushing every single kid who walks through our door to be their absolute best self. Come talk to me and hear about our vision for where we're headed. You're going to think, my kid has to be a part of this. Call 787-0630. Stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Western. Fourth down for Western. They need 3 yards to keep the football. They're at their own 37. Fortress out in the flat, and they will not get there, not even close. Lumen takes over. Little pass out to Cottingham, and he went nowhere. Great defense.
And you know what? This is probably the first time all year that Western's been stymied like this, because they've been scoring 30 points a game and really going up and down the field against teams, and they have not been able to budge against the Titan defense.
Women's defense has played well, and they had quite a challenge last week, certainly against Coldwaters. Grinded out attack and were able to pull that game out in overtime. Here's Bo Bell. Bell was held out of the first quarter. And he's held here to probably might have got back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 for Lumen from the Western 37. Jackson High off to a great start tonight, 14-0. Over hapless Lansing Eastern.
Actually, 15-0.
15, excuse me. We'll have all the scores tomorrow. Sports Saturday program, 8 o'clock, 101.9 FM. Kucha. There's that little flat pass. Caught, very short gain, couple yards. That was Lathers on the catch. Lumen, very seldom that we've seen this year, throws the ball downfield. When they do, it's normally to the tight end. Third down and 7 with clock running and Lumen in full command here early. Big crowd here on Deering Road tonight. And a roll by Kucha. He flips it out here, caught by Bo Bell. And Bell is hit out of bounds. And it's right at the stick.
Drilled out of bounds by Luke Raskowski. Hey, you know, you mentioned the crowd. It is an enormous crowd here at Western.
Good crowd. What a
standing. What a great atmosphere for high school football out here. I mean, they're 1-5, and people have come out in droves.
Fourth down and a half yard here for Lumen. And you just, Lumen comes out and that power is set. Quick count. They give it to Minder, and I don't know if he got it. I don't think he did.
Dawson Minder, number 33, on the tackle on that little slip trap right up the gut.
Western defense holding Lumen on fourth and about a half yard. And he lost about a half yard, and Western takes over at their 28-yard line. Fortress going to run it, breaks a tackle at the line, dives forward to the 34-yard line, and gets 4 or 5 yards on first down. Underway, 2 minutes into the second quarter, 14-0 Lumen.
I was a little bit surprised in Lumen Christie's play on that fourth down. It was it was a trap up the middle, which is a good solid play. But usually in those situations, the Titans hit you with, for instance, Minder leading the blocking and one of the smaller kids running the ball.
Second about five. And Fortress fakes to Raskowski. He keeps it for just a yard.
Yeah, Grant Smith again, number 19 on the tackle.
Grant Smith said it. Outstanding first half so far.
Well, and then you mentioned last week that they had been bringing in
Dayton Keller.
Yeah, Dayton Keller just checked in. He replaced, I don't have a 53 on my roster, but he, whoever that is, he just replaced him up front. And then Sullivan had to leave the field just with a helmet issue, so the Titans slipped another defensive player in.
Third, just about four. They fired out here, caught for a first down. Out at the 41-yard line.
Luke Stanton on the tackle, number 14.
Evan Thompson on the catch, number four.
Very nice play for Western. Got themselves a first down. Is that their first down?
It is. Initial first down for Western. And Fortress tries to run off tackle, and not much there. He got about a yard. Dayton Keller was there with 53, and we have no 53 in our media guide.
Up-tempo offense for Western. They don't even huddle. They just go right up to the line of scrimmage.
Second down, we'll call it eight. Thompson in motion. They fake to him. Fortress, nice defensive play. Low by Lasky, made a fine tackle. Alex Lasky, or Fortress, had some room.
Indeed he did, and Lasky just got Fortress by the shoe tops. So Brogan Sullivan back in, got his helmet fixed.
And Fortress down the middle, wide open, Raskowski. He'll go for a touchdown. Boy, no, Lumen had nobody in the middle. Raskowski got to the middle of the field, and there was nobody there. Perfect throw by Fortress. And Luke Raskowski, unmolested, goes the distance.
He was flying. Luke was flying. 56 yards on the touchdown, so with 7:50 to go in the first half, it's Lumen Christie 14, Western 6.
Extra point, the snap is bobbled, but the kick is up, and good by Fortress. Western got that big stop on fourth down and a half yard. And just like that, they get back in the football game, 14-7.
We'll either they made a mistake or they were flirting with disaster by not having a safety in the middle of the field.
Action brought to you by White's Restaurant and Catering with Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley, Janko Boot Shop downtown, Brembo and Scenic downtown Homer. So Western kicks off to Lumen. Bo Bell, who did not play in the first quarter, is back in the middle. 5 yard line for Lumen. Alex Innocencio will kick off. He's a junior. And it's 14-7, 7:50 to go. First half. They angle it. Ball pops up in the air and it's picked up by Lathers. And he's hit. Good coverage by Western at the 25 yard line. Freshman Landon Raskowski in on the special team play for Western. Troy Kucha has Bo Bell in the backfield. Matter of time before he breaks loose here, I would imagine. And Bell takes a direct snap, and he gets outside. 35-40, 45-50, foot race. Cut back all the way down inside the 25-yard line. That didn't take long.
Tobin Stanton threw a crackback block. Very legal right from the right from in front, but it was basically a crackback that busted Bo Bell loose on the quarterback. Just a direct snap to Bell, and he got way across midfield down to the 25-yard line.
And he just picked a spot there. He was going left, saw some room to the right, and just outraced the western flank all the way down to the 25-yard line. Just about 50 yards for Bo Bell. And there he goes up the middle, Kyle Bender, down to right at the 20-yard line. 5 yards on the fullback Buck right up the middle. And Lumen heading to the red zone.
Yeah, here. You keep getting five like that. That's going to be this is very important for Lumen Christi to answer that score by Western. Western's been in a lot of shootouts because they can, quite honestly, they can throw like that. Steele can throw the ball.
Hand off to Bell. Not much there. Maybe two. Good game tackling by Western.
Boy, they had
Stowski
a whole
at the bottom of the pile.
Yeah, they had a whole bunch of kids there.
20, Landon Reskowski. They were both there.
Yeah, Alex Lee also, 88, a defensive back. Suck his nose in there, made play.
Third down and three. Pitch it back to Bell, and he gets outside and down the sideline.
He's out of bounds.
He's out of bounds at the five.
Power eye left and Bell out of the tailback slot with the, what I was mentioning earlier. I think the Titans are far better off with blockers. And rather than just, anyways, the power eye to the left with two tight ends, and they got the blocking up front. Bell got himself a nice gain of about 20. He did fumble the ball. He did step on the sideline at the 5-yard line. He fumbled, but he was already whistled out of bounds. So first and goal for the Titans.
Pitch to Bell. Got some blocking. He cuts back. And he's down near the goal line. Looks like they're going to spot him just outside the goal line. Back at the 1-yard line. And goal to go for Lumen Christi. Leading 14-7 with 5.5 to go.
Luke Raskowski again on the tackle. God, he reminds me of his dad. He's everywhere.
Second down. Lumen needs about 2 feet here. And Kucha keeps it, and he's in for a touchdown. Kucha goes a final foot and a half. And with 5:14 to go here, in the first half, 20-7, A. Johnson out for the extra point. So a big 50-yard run by Bo Bell there sets up the short plunge by Troy Kucha.
And it only took 2.5 minutes. That's what's more important, too, is that Lumen Christi answered Western's score immediately with a score.
Abraham Johnson right down the middle, 21-7, 30-second break. We're right back, 970 AM, 105 FM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lumen Christi set the kickoff. They're up 21-7. 5:14 to go. here in the first half. Beautiful night for football. Tremendous crowd here at Western. A lot of standing here. Here's the run back on the Johnson kick right up the middle. Scroom. Cottingham to the 33-yard line. Bottom of the stack for Lumen. Jared Bolt, the junior. Kick coverage for Lumen Christie. Pretty decent field position for Western at the 33-yard line. Jackson up early, 15-0 on Lansing Eastern, trying to get to four wins tonight. The goal is six in the playoffs. And Jackson has a shot to win out and get in. Fortress rolling against the grain looking, and he's going to be hit. And picked up a couple yards, just over the 35. We'll give him 36, 3 yards, second and seven.
Out of town. Jackson I has scored again. First play of the second quarter, 11:52 to go in the second. It's Jackson 22, Lansing Eastern nothing. And Mark Sauber checked in from Hanover, where Hanover Horton and East Jackson are tied at six at the end of one.
Fortress, deep drop, fires it out here. Intercepted! Kareem Harris stepped in for the pickoff. And Lumen back in business, 18-yard line.
Beautiful play by Harris. The ball almost hit him in the chest. Steel Fortress must obviously not have seen him. He rolled right. Harris stepped right in front of the ball and made a beautiful interception and got it all the way down to inside the Western 30.
That was perfect. Cornerback, defensive back play by Kareem Harris. Made a great break on the ball, picked it off, rambled down to the 18. Lumen back in business. Cleveland, baseball score, Cleveland 6-0 over Boston in the eighth. Dodgers 4-3 over Washington. Earlier, Toronto beat Texas again. Titans run it up the middle to about the 15-yard line for three.
I think they trapped that again. Again with Minder, a good gain of about 4 yards.
Kyle Minder for the Titans.
John Del Priore on the stop for the Panthers.
15-yard line will give him three and a second down. Seven. Zach Irwin, Michael Richards, Ben Pelletier, Noah Morris, Josh Richardson up front. Pitch to Bo Bell. Bell gets outside, and then there's the cutback. And it looks like he has a first down, and he's inside the 10-yard line, and he's down to about the six.
Unbalanced by the Titans, only two men to the left of center and everybody else to the right, and Bell ran that toss at one. But Western, unlike a couple of other schools we've seen this year, Western did react to that and actually made a halfway decent play. The Titans did get a first down, but they held them down to the 6 or 7 yard line.
Action brought. We have a quick timeout on the field. Action brought to you by the Jackson YMCA. Rick Wilson and his crack staff. Lumen Christie Catholic Schools. Jackson Area Subway Sub Shops. Of course, we'll have the Subway Sub Shop player of the game post game. Jackson Public Schools, OmniSource, Penn Chiropractic Center, and the Northwest Community Schools. Come back. Lumen will have the ball at about the 6 yard line and goal to go from the six. GOC, Tom Ranchford, Josh Hankrell tonight on WKHM and 101.5 FM. They send Bo Bell out in the slot here and now in motion. And they pitch it to Thomas. Needs a block. Got away from one tackler and won't get away from that one. That was an ugly-looking play for Lumen Christi as they lost 4 or 5 yards for Western. Jimmy Anderson made a nice one-on-one tackle.
Yeah, tried to go wide on the wide side of the field, and a lot of times Thomas can outrun those kids because he's got some pretty good speed. Nice tackle there by Western.
Troy Kucha from the 10. Give it to Bell. At the 5. Great cut. Touchdown, Lumen.
Yeah, it was a real good cut because he was going to his left and he planted his left foot, veered back to the right towards the center of the field at about the 3-yard line and got into the end zone. So with 2:41 to go in the second quarter, it's Lumen Christi 27, Western 7.
Boy, that's what Bo Bell can do for you. He sticks his foot in the ground. He's going to his left, Tom, and all of a sudden, you know.
Yeah, that plant
is just instinctive running where you can find that open territory.
Right.
And he gave Coldwater fits, nightmares last week. You know how solid Coldwater is, Tom.
Sure, absolutely.
They had 8 guys looking for Bo Bell, and they still couldn't stop him.
You know, Coldwater, if you think back, did a fairly decent job opening night against Jackson High's Shawnee Suddeth, who's a terrific, terrific running back in his own right. And, you know, Coldwater were in the state semifinals a year ago. They are very good. And to think that Bell could do that against a team as prolific as Coldwater, but that cut is special. That was a plant cut. You don't teach that. That's,
you can't teach it.
Yeah. The coaches can work with them. They get them in the weight room, and they do all the things, and they teach some skills. But that is instinctive. That
the Lumen, just like that, Ray at Western got in the game, and about 3 minutes later, it's 28-7. 2.5 to go. And Abe Johnson has it teed up one more time. Uh-oh, this hit a Western player. Wow. Low kick hit one of the up men, and Western very fortunate to jump on it, and they'll get a great field position. 48-yard line. Thomas?
Got a laugher up at Lansing Sexton. Jackson leads Lansing Eastern 29-0 with 8:49 left in the second quarter.
You know, every time they play Lansing Eastern, I recall about 20 years ago when Eastern ran the score up on Jackson.
Yeah, I was coaching. I was coaching then, and I don't remember that.
Yeah,
but
they scored 63. And
it might have been in the Gil Sestita era.
That was, I'll never forget that. That was a terrible run up. I think it's the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah, I wasn't coaching then, but
Fortress. Ooh, that pass. Nice catch out there by Tyler Jones.
But yeah, Lathers.
Almost picked off, yeah. Lathers.
And, you know, the thing with Lansing Eastern and Jackson, Eastern's only won 3 games in the last 6 or 8 years. All 3 of them were against Jackson High.
Yeah.
So you never know. You just never know.
No. Fortress going to run. Can he get outside? Yeah, they're going to call. There's a late holding penalty. Number 64 for Western, Desmond Price, had a hold of, I believe it was Grant Smith, the defensive end.
Very few penalties here this evening,
yep.
And a pretty crisply played game considering the score is 28-7.
Yeah, that's going to cost 10 yards. Rolling toward halftime. We have a couple features for you at the half, and I can't wait. Jim Francis said he's going to name all the cheerleaders out here at halftime. I want to hear that. A flock. 28-7. 2 to go. Second, about 17. Fortress dropping, looking. Now he's running. Got a block, 50-45, hit hard. Fortress and Bobby Willis. Fortress did a little punishing there. And he's about 2 yards short of a first down. Fortress is just an absolute horse. Used his blockers beautifully out there at midfield. And now a third and two. Fortress throws it out here. Caught. That'll be a first down down the sideline. Good job by the Panthers there. Eric Pape got by a defender and snuck down the sideline to the 31-yard line. Quick passing game, Thomas. Effective for Western.
Very nice little drive for Western. That's what they do best. They do have those three good receivers, Jones and Cottingham and Ruskowski.
Quick players, but they are really young and not very big up front.
So they're utilizing what weapons they do have.
Go to your strength. Oh, there's a pass. Should have been intercepted, and it's caught. Now it's fumbled, and Lumen recovers.
Kareem Harris probably should have intercepted it, but it went
through
his hands.
Harris's hands.
And Evan Thompson from Western caught it, but as he took about three strides and was going down, he fumbled, and down on the 15-yard line or so, Titans recover.
Unbelievable play.
So a minute and 10 left in the first half. Western's on the precipice of scoring, and Luma Christie ends up with the ball.
That went right through the hands of Kareem Harris. And right to Thompson, and surprise, look what I got. He turned around, looked like he might run for a touchdown, but he ended up fumbling.
He was wide open to the end zone.
Yeah, it looked like it. Pretty good recovery out there in the Lumen Christie secondary.
Did he just drop it?
No, somebody stripped it. And look out, Minder is loose. 30, 35, 40. All the way out to the 45. Just that little slip, fullback trap. And 45-yard line, that is 32 yards for Minder.
Kyle Minder, 32 yards, tackled by Dawson Minder of Western. We're down to a minute and 1 second left in the first half. Titans lead 28-7.
61 seconds left, and now Lumen, you can open up the playbook here as you've gone from the 12 out to the 44-yard line. Let's see how anxious they are to score. Kucha fakes down the middle. Wide open, caught. Cam White, 40. And he's down near the 35-yard line. Cameron White, the tight end.
Luke Raskowski again on the tackle for Western, but what a great throw and a great grab. Troy Kucha to White.
Kucha spikes the ball to stop the clock. This is a great opportunity, Tom, to run your two-minute offense.
You don't get many chances to do this.
Not when you're up by 21.
And it's tough for the kids when you're trying to move and think quickly on your feet like this. You can practice it, but it's not the same as a game speed under these conditions.
Well, one thing we don't see much of is Lumen throw the ball down the field. Kucha, just a straight drop, a lot of time. It's caught, 20-15, breaks a tackle, 10. And down inside the 5 to the 4-yard line.
Sam Meisner with a real nice grab, a real nice pass by Troy Kucha, and he's down to the 3-yard line.
Meisner's at the 2.
Yeah, 21.8 seconds left in the first half. Titans are on the 2.
The clock is running. And he spikes the ball, but Lumen took a timeout.
That was a little clumsy, but that's, again, something that the kids can work on. Lumen Christie.
I can't understand why Lumen didn't take a timeout
immediately
before that ball was set. You have 15 seconds. Lumen's at the, I guess it's a 3-yard line. And Lumen
So what happened is Lumen Christi did take their second timeout. They have one left in the first half, but he wasted a few seconds in doing so.
Strange.
Now, that being said, they're
plenty of time to get.
Yeah, it's second down.
Plays.
Yeah, it's second and goal from the three, so they do have one timeout left and 15 and a half seconds.
And the Titans over to talk to Herb. Bo Bell at the tail, and he gets the pitch, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Lumen Christi. That was too easy.
Yeah, a little bit of a high pitch, actually, but Bell really had to almost double clutch to grab it, but a little three-yard touchdown for Bo Bell on a power eye right and just a toss sweep at one. Titans now lead 34-7.
Extra point coming up for Abe Johnson. Snap good, kick is up and good. 35-7 Lumen Christi, and they have scored three touchdowns here the last about 6 minutes.
Last 5 minutes and 4 seconds.
Thank you.
Pretty.
That was close.
Yeah, well, and it was, you know what? It was right after Western scored their TD. Titans came back and scored three quick ones in that five-minute span.
Yeah, it looked like Western was right back in the game, Tom. And
that was a beautiful play.
As soon as they got back in, wow, three quick touchdowns for the Titans.
And sometimes when you're 1-5 like Western is, your snake bit a little bit. The pass that should have been intercepted by Harris was caught down in the left side there by Evan Thompson, and then Thompson had a clear path to the end zone. We believe a Titan player was making the a grab on him, and he fumbled the ball, and Lumen Christi ended back up with it. And then a mere 60 seconds later, the Titans are in the end zone.
They went 88 yards.
And it's 35-7.
In just over a minute. Low little squibbing kick will be downed at the 30-yard line. Garrett Plate scooped it up. And down 35-7, you've got 10 seconds. Grab your 70-yard play out of the playbook here. You might as well throw it out there.
Well, it's their best bet.
Yeah.
And they've got kids that can catch it.
Fortress back.
Get it far downfield that if Lumen Christi intercepts.
They run a little quick draw play. Raskowski, nice little run. He's going to get buried after about 7 or 8 yards. And that'll end the first half. 35-7 Lumen Christi here at the half. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll come back, update a couple scores for you. And then we have a couple halftime features here on 970 and 101.5 FM.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's the 350 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 350 sub of the day, every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Larry Mazurek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704. Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
We're back here at the half. Just quickly, we'll get you updated on a couple out-of-town scores here. All Lumen Christie, 35, but here at halftime, and Bo Bell did not play a snap in the first quarter. But he played quite a bit in the second quarter. Very effective. Lumen had a couple turnovers in the second quarter, cashed both of them in, and they enjoy a 28-point lead here at halftime. Tom, out-of-town board here.
Well, Jackson High leads 29-0 with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter against Lansing Eastern. Eastern winless at 0-6, Jackson High 3-3 with the win tonight. They'll be 4-3, a game at Holt.
Huge.
And a game at Lansing Everett to close the season. 3 on the road, tough for Jackson High, but the 6 wins is definitely a possibility. In the Interstate 8 at the half, it is Coldwater 13, Battle Creek, Harper Creek 7.
As I predicted.
Well, you predicted the final. You didn't predict. You didn't predict the halftime score. Titans' first opponent was West Catholic. West Catholic of Grand Rapids is romping over Sparta 42-0 at the half. Detroit Catholic Central and Orchard Lake St. Mary are tied at 7 at halftime. Other than that, Mark Sauber did check in. The East Jackson-Hanover-Horton game was 6-6 at the end of one quarter. I don't have anything from Steve Boyle at our football frenzy.
We'll figure that out. We have a couple features coming up. We'll be back in about 10 minutes or so with the second half. Here at halftime on WKHM and 101.5 FM, Lumen Christie, 35, Western 7. We'll be back in a few.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
A wise man once said a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just getting started planning your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack V. Butterfield Investment will provide the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
It's a game, not a war. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
One of the great lifetime lessons educational athletics teaches young people is about giving back to the community. Throughout the year, we see all kinds of events where games are used to do everything from honoring our veterans to raising awareness of and money for a variety of worthy health issues. And of course, pink is the color of the month here in October as the big focus is on cancer. It gives us pause again to remember that these are still kids' games, not the life and death situation some make them out to be. It's a sentiment that was captured a couple of weeks ago by our friends at Fox Sports Detroit on the MHSAA Football Friday Overtime Show in the pregame speech Warren coach Tom Milanoff shared with his team before its Veterans Night game with Chippewa Valley.
A lot of times people compare like football and sports to war, and I always think that's, you know, a ridiculous comparison. This is a game, fellas. It's a game that we go out and play. We're going to go out and hit hard, play hard, and get after it. But it does put life in perspective. It does a great job of that. When we have a game like this, we can pause for a moment on that anthem and think about what that anthem really means, fellas. What those people really did for us and what they fought for us, you know, throughout the history of our country. So you go out there, you have a great time, you fly around. That's how you honor our veterans. Because football isn't war. It's a game. But it's a great game. It's, you know, represents our country. It's probably one of the best games, if not the best game in the world. Let's go out there, have a good time, and get after it.
I wish every team could hear that speech, because Milanoff hit on some great points. First, the game is fun. It's still the number one reason kids play sports. And when it stops being fun, it's the number one reason kids drop out of sports. Two, thinking about what the anthem really means. We shouldn't have to have a Veterans Night to remind us of what so many have done for us to make this the greatest nation on earth. Milanoff has it right when he tells his kid to focus during the anthem on what it means. I'll bet his kids don't swing their arms or sway back and forth, just trying to kill 90 seconds like we see all too often anymore, or shout out their team name at the end of the anthem instead of singing Home of the Brave. Finally, it's not a war, and all too often we liken our games to battles. There's a big difference between our educational competitions and war. Milanoff really has it right again. Fly around, guys. Get after it. But at the end of the day, remember, it's still just a game. Let's put it in the right perspective.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
This is the time when your child is becoming who they are. It's not enough to just be teaching them reading and writing and math. You have to also be cultivating who they are as human beings, having them explore really deep questions about faith. Give that transformational experience to students there and to the community. Call 787-0630 or stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with 3 full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Comet streaking through their opponents, penalty kicks, and the greatest pitcher you never saw. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The first sport you would think about when someone says Grand Ledge High School is baseball, where living legend Pat O'Keefe has won over 1,000 games in his coaching career. But what about soccer? That's right, soccer. The Comets are undefeated, won the Blue Division of the Capital Area Activities Conference this year, and drew the top seed in the Gold Cup Division of the league tournament that begins this week over the likes of traditional powers Okemos and East Lansing, battling to a scoreless tie against the Trojans, the second-ranked team in Division II. Grand Ledge does it with defense, led by third-year starter Brendan Garfield, one of 3 players who also star on O'Keefe's baseball team in the spring. And Garfield wants to lead his team back to the Gold Cup final.
Because last year for the Gold Cup, everyone expected us to be out first round, but we really didn't feel like that was going to happen. Last year, we definitely felt like we were competing in every single game we were in.
The Comets have only allowed 5 goals all season heading into the Gold Cup tournament. You can read more about it on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to the girls' tennis team at Negaunee, which won its 3rd straight Upper Peninsula Division I finals title last weekend, led by number 3 singles titleist Lexi Peterson, who finished the season undefeated. And the girls' tennis teams at Ishpeming, Westwood, and Munising, which shared the Upper Peninsula Division II title. Looking for the best post-workout snack? Pair protein with carbohydrates to help your muscles recover quickly and efficiently. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Play ball, play ball, play ball. Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
In the game of soccer, goals are tough to come by. That's why in some of the most important games, we see those contests head into overtime and ultimately get decided by penalty kicks or PKs. The rules dealing with penalty kicks have changed for this year. In years past, whenever a player would hear the referee's whistle and they start to move toward the ball to make their penalty kick, any hesitation, delay, or stutter step would make that kick illegal. In past years, that player always got the opportunity to make a re-kick.
But this year, there is no opportunity for that player to take an additional re-kick.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go online now to MHSAA.com to be a referee.
We have Dr. Penn here for Penn Chiropractic Center with your sports chiropractic tip of the week. Dr. Penn, with concussion such a hot topic of discussion in sports today, where does the work you do fit in?
Well, imagine the force generated to cause a head trauma resulting in a concussion. Now imagine those same forces being transmitted to the neck. That's right. Head trauma causes stress to the spine and nerve system, and chiropractic adjustments take pressure off the nerve system and help speed the natural healing powers of the body.
Go to DocPen.com to learn more and download your gift certificate to schedule a consultation and exam.
the Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township, the Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
A wise man once said a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just getting started planning your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack V. Butterfield Investment will provide the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com.
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Western High School, GLC, Tom Ransford, Josh Shankrell. Tonight, all Lumen here in the first half, 35-7. And they had an explosion the last 5-6 minutes of that first half, 14-7. They put up 3 touchdowns. The last 2 came off Western turnovers and turned this game upside down. And now we're looking at the possibility of a clock runner here in the second half. When, Tom, early in the second quarter, this was still a ball game.
Yeah, it was 14-7 after the Titans had scored the first 2 scores in the first quarter, and then Steel Fortress hit Luke Raskowski on a 56-yarder right over the middle. And at that point, Western Titan has scored a 14-7, but Lumen Christi went bananas after that. 3 straight touchdowns to go ahead here at the half, 35-7.
Action brought to you by Jack V. Butterfield Investments, Advanced Fluid Technologies, B&G Landscape, White's Restaurant Catering, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, part of our group tonight. 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM. All the scores tomorrow. Sports Saturday program, that's over on 101.9. Back that up with Jamie McKibben's Outdoor Show. And we'll have a lot of baseball over on that network through the weekend. In fact, we'll get you an update. 6-0 final, the Cleveland Indians win tonight over the Boston Red Sox. 2-0 lead in that series. We're underway. That ball was booted into the end zone, which will immediately mean a touchback out to the 20-yard line. Toronto 5-3 over Texas. That was the final. And the Dodgers still lead Washington 4-3. They're in the seventh inning. World champion Cubs in Frisco start at 9:15 tonight, Rives Junction time. Tom?
At halftime, Jackson High leads Lansing Eastern 36-0. At halftime, Marshall leads Northwest 31-0. And at the half in the Interstate 8, Coldwater leads Battle Creek Harper Creek 13-7. We'll have a few more after the next couple plays.
Thank you, Thomas. Western at the 20-yard line with Steel Fortress. Rolling right, looking and throwing. That's caught. Tackle right away by Lumen.
That was really a heck of a tackle, too, because I think a lot of times this was on the far sideline, and Bobby Willis, number 7, came up and made a wonderful tackle through the head and shoulders. You know, I think a lot of times Western's able to break that and get substantial yardage. So a nice gain of about 5 on first down.
That was Jones on the catch. And there's a run for just a couple yards.
That was Steel Fortress on the run. Brogan Sullivan on the stop for the Titans. Up-tempo offense again here out of the gate for Western. Third down and 1.
Big Steel Fortress, the big junior. And, boy, if he got there, he barely got to the 30-yard line, and they're going to give him a first down.
Fake the sweep to Eric Pape, who was in motion to the left. Fake the sweep and kept it right behind him. Probably would have gotten more yardage had Pape carried the ball. Fortress did, however, make the first down for the Panthers. Titans lead 35-7, 10:50 to go in the third quarter. Greg, while we're waiting for them to break the huddle, Concord has a 13-12 lead over Quincy at the half.
Fortress fires it out here. Caught. Good gain, 7 or 8 yards. Titans slow getting up there. I think that Cam White.
Looks like Lathers, number 5.
Lathers, excuse me.
Lathers hit him, didn't make the tackle, and then somebody drilled him out of bounds. It was a single digit on the far sideline. Kind of hard to pick it out from here.
Eric Pape made the catch. Second down and a yard. Play 2 minutes here in the third, 35-7. Lumen Fortress keeps it first down. Out over the 40, stretches out near the 42.
Brogan underneath, Dayton Keller on the hit for Lumen Christie.
You know, we had a player we could not identify. Was 53, Keegan Smith, who made a couple plays in the first half. Want to make sure we get his name in there. He has not made it to the Lumen Media Guide.
He just came up for the 10th grade team.
Okay. Here's Fortress. Good play here. Grant Smith slides in off that defensive end, makes a textbook tackle for Lumen Christie. Give him a yard, second and 9.
Greg, in the Cascades Conference, Manchester leads Napoleon 17-14. And Michigan Center leads Vandy 21-0, both at the half. No score in on Addison at Grass Lake.
Football frenzy event is the Michigan Center Vandy tilt. Fortress rolling, looking. Down the middle. Oh, yeah, Cottingham open. Overthrew him.
You know, again, this is good. Lumen Christie's having a little bit of trouble in the backfield because Cottingham ran past Nick Thomas on that.
Yeah, there's no reason for Nick Thomas to be snooping up close to the line.
Well, think of this.
He's the only man back.
Think of this. In practice, do you think Lumen Christie throws the ball as far as Steel Fortress does?
No.
It's very hard to work on. It
Lumen's,
really is.
Lumen seldom throws the ball downfield. Fortress, this time there's the out pass.
It
caught
bounced.
Bobby Willis
it
right
bounced.
There. It was dropped.
Yeah, the ball bounced. It was short.
It'll bring up a 4th and 11 for Dave Missett.
Now, I don't know if Herb's going to do this, but the last time Steel Fortress, or the first time he punted, he took 3 steps. And I think he's punted once since then. But, man, if you wanted to put some pressure, this would be a good time to do it, just to work on it.
Fortress stands back at the 30 on 4th and 9. And there's the kick. And it trickles out of bounds down inside the 20. Pretty good kick by Fortress. And Lumen will start. In fact, that rolled all the way to the 15. 85 yards to go. Tom?
A couple of more out-of-town scores from the Metro Detroit area. Pontiac Notre Dame leads Bloomfield Hills 28-21. The University of Detroit leads Warren D. LaSalle 14-13. Lansing Catholic, 28-0 lead over Eaton Rapids. And Detroit Catholic Central and Orchard Lake St. Mary, a 7-7 tie.
Lumen to Bo Bell. Bell dragging tacklers over the 20, 22-yard line, 7 yards on first down.
How about this for a possible upset? Oak Park leads Farmington Harrison 14-3. Chelsea with a 14-12 lead over Ipsy.
That's a surprise.
It is. Portage Central leads Portage Northern 28-20.
Here's Bo Bell. Looks for a block. Got a little screen block out there. Got it over the 25. That should be a first down.
And it is. And without question, the biggest upset in the state brewing right now at the half. Grand Rapids Forest Hills Central leads Lowell 24-7.
Man. That would be a shocker.
Well, but here in the Interstate 8, things are lining up for the Titans because right now at the half, Coldwater does lead Battle Creek Harper Creek 13-7. I'll see if I can keep my eye on that game.
Straight handoff to Bo Bell. And Bell carries a couple tacklers up just inside the 30-yard line. Give him about 3 and a second and 7.
The Rugged Cascades at the half. It's Hanover Horton 28, East Jackson 6.
That would be Hanover's first win of the year if they maintain.
Didn't East Jackson come back in their only win and beat Vandy? And something like that. It was like a 21-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And
miraculous comeback. Here's Mender. He just pulls his way. Look at Kyle Mender out to the 40-yard line. He's a horse.
What a great compliment Lumen Christy has with the inside game with Kyle Mender and the outside running game with Bo Bell. Not to say that Bell can't run inside, but certainly he's much more effective when he gets to the perimeter. And Kyle Mender, a wonderful runner between the tackles.
40-yard line right on the dot, and a first down Lumen Christy. They started at the 15. Everything on the ground, 6.5 to go here in the third. Lumen home next. Here's Kucha. Two fakes, wide open. Dayton Keller down the sideline, rumbling, finally wedged out of bounds near the 30-yard line. That's the patented tight end drag for Lumen Christy. Two fakes in the backfield, and Keller was pretty much wide open. About 15 yards downfield, and then he took it another 15. 30-yard pickup for the Titans. 6:22 to go in the third, 35-7. Lumen Christy. They're home next week to Battle Creek Penfield. We'll be there for that, and they close the season at Flint Beecher. In 2 weeks, the season has flown. There's a handoff to Nick Thomas.
That's the old Buck series from the middle 70s that the late, great Jim Crowley used to run. T-900, the left half was in motion to the right, and Troy Kucha pivoted at the snap and handed the ball off to the motion man, which used to be the old Buck series. Remember John Hankard in 77, 76, running halfback, coming in motion. How would you like to have to tackle him?
Yeah. Halfback. He was about 250.
Hinkle, Hagen, and Hankard. What a backfield.
Kyle Mender gets nothing here.
Could you remember that backfield? Jimmy Hinkle at fullback was good.
Huge.
Hagen, oh, man. And Hankard.
Yeah, Herb throws no plays away in that playbook.
Hey, that's good stuff. It's time-honored.
Yep.
And more importantly, the offensive play has pretty much remained the same, where they dig it out rather than play patty cake. And here's the offense.
Two tight ends. Pitch to Bo Bell. Got a nice block there from Cam White. Has a first down.
there's his elusiveness again, Greg, because as he got to the left end, he was able to again pivot, this time with his right foot, and break to the left a little bit to get himself an extra couple of yards and get the Titan first down.
Good job by Cam White. He actually took two players out. And Bell uses those blocks beautifully. And he's at the 17-yard line, and it's first down for Lumen. Up by 28. And they slip it off for nothing. Maybe a loss there to Minder.
Good job by the Western coaching staff that time, because they slanted right into the play. Lumen Christie had pulled right guard, right tackle back to the left, and they were going to run some sort of a power counter inside, and Western was right there, and they guessed properly and stuffed the play.
Brandon Pinklington. As the clock runs with 4:25 to go here in the third. Two tights. They fake to Bell. Wide open. Touchdown. Dayton Keller is 15 yards behind the secondary. That's like taking candy from a baby.
It was a 16-yard touchdown pass.
I mean, there was nobody near Dayton Keller.
No, bad read by the Western defense, and Kucha hit him.
Get that open in Harwood Street about 55 years ago.
Probably nobody's going to argue with you.
Abe Johnson, extra point, up and good. Titans up by 35. That will get the running clock going here. Let's take a quick break, 30 break. All Lumen tonight here on Deering Road. We're right back.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome
970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones, drive extra slow, and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's the 350 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 350 sub of the day. Every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Brembo, Homer, Michigan. Promoting safety in the workplace and in the community. When on the water this fall, remember, fall weather can change quickly. You should always be prepared for possible cold, windy, and wet weather, even if the sun is shining. Stay closer to the shore so you can turn back when the weather changes. Bring appropriate clothing, such as warm coats, rain gear, and gloves. Brembo of Homer, Michigan, just 15 minutes west of Jackson.
No matter what happens in your future, you need to be ready for it. You need to set goals for it, save for it, and invest carefully. Most of all, you need a strategy. This is Casey Sykes, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. As your financial advisor, I'll work with you to create a strategy, one based on the realities of both your life and the financial world, based on your specific situation. Call the Augustine Group today at 768-7709. Tomorrow is based on what you do today.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC. Member SIPC, CRC 150-2268-05/16.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Keep your yard looking beautiful this fall with B&G Landscape Creations. B&G Landscape Creations does fall cleanups, trimming, leaf pickup, and hauling. B&G Landscape Creations carries 8 different types of bulk mulch, and they can provide boulders, driveway gravel, topsoil, and compost. And right now, all nursery in stock is 35% off. B&G Landscape Creations.
Hi, I'm Gavin. Got mulch?
Stop by or call for all your landscaping needs. Online at landscapingmichigan.net.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
42-7, our score, a minute to go here in the third. We had a little short power failure here at the stadium. A Western down at the Lumen 4-yard line. And Fortress runs for a touchdown. Steel Fortress. One of the great names in the history of high school football. Took that direct snap, went off his right tackle, and there was not much resistance there for Lumen. Oh, nice drive for West right down the field to make it 42-13. And Fortress out for the extra point. The big junior.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones, drive extra slow, and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
At Subway, Monday is no longer Monday. It's Sweet Onion Chicken Teriyaki Day. That's the 3:50 sub of the day. Subway has a different 6-inch sub of the day every day of the week. Each has no artificial flavors or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Wednesday, that's turkey breast day. Friday, tuna day. The 3:50 sub of the day. Every day at Subway. At participating restaurants, additional charges for extras and deluxe, plus tax, may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Brembo, Homer, Michigan. Promoting safety in the workplace and in the community. When on the water this fall, remember, fall weather can change quickly. You should always be prepared for possible cold, windy, and wet weather, even if the sun is shining. Stay closer to the shore so you can turn back when the weather changes. Bring appropriate clothing, such as warm coats, rain gear, and gloves. Rembo of Homer, Michigan, just 15 minutes west of Jackson.
No matter what happens in your future, you need to be ready for it. You need to set goals for it, save for it, and invest carefully. Most of all, you need a strategy. This is Casey Sykes, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. As your financial advisor, I'll work with you to create a strategy, one based on the realities of both your life and the financial world, based on your specific situation. Call the Augustine Group today at 768-7709. Tomorrow is based on what you do today.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC, CRC 150-2268-05/16.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
We're back here at Western. Oh, the third quarter just run out. How about that? Third quarter over. 42-14. See if Ranch has any out-of-town score to come.
Picture this, I was going to talk into that dead microphone. I really don't have any updates. Jackson High does lead Lansing Eastern 36-0 at the half. In the Interstate A, Marshall leads Northwest 31-0. Coldwater, though, has got an upset in the brewing. They're leading Harper Creek 13-7. Harper Creek gets beat. And Overcrestie wins this game. They'll be tied for first place in the Interstate 8. In the Cascades, Michigan Center was leading Vanderbilt 21-0. So that'll put Michigan Center at 4-3. Manchester, Napoleon. Now, Napoleon came back and scored. So it's Napoleon 21, Manchester 17. Both of those schools are 4-2. That's a pretty good game in the Cascades. Quincy and Concord, both at 5-1 in the Big 8. And in that one, at the half, it was Concord 13 and Quincy 12.
Lumen's ball here. We start the quarter. Second down, about 15 from their 23. Kucha runs a little draw play for not much of anything. Goes to Minder. A couple of yards out to the 23. Third down long for the Titans. They lead here 42-14. Try to keep you updated on the score. The big score in the Interstate 8, that Coldwater Harper Creek game. Out of the shotgun, Kucha. Looked like Lumen moved, no flag. He throws it long, it's caught. Misses off for a touchdown. Looks like Meisner's going all the way. 70 yards for a touchdown. 69 yards, 70 yards for a touchdown. They threw an out pattern, and the D-back missed the tackle, and Sam Meisner down the sideline all the way for a Titan touchdown, and they're going back up by 35 if they can make this extra point. Outstanding throw by Troy Kucha. He has made some pretty good downfield throws in this game. Here's the extra point. Net is up and good. And 49-14. So we have the point differential, and we should have a running clock. Barring any points by Western, this should be pretty quick here in the fourth quarter, or the rest of the fourth quarter. Take a one-minute break. We'll be right back. Get all Lumen tonight from Deering Road.
Wow, that was fast. Oh, man, that was so good. Those are two phrases that you love to say whenever you're dining out. And those are two phrases you are going to say when you dine at White's Restaurant. It's good food fast with homemade flavor. By the way,
you can get White's to go, or you can get White's delivered, or you can get White's Restaurant to cater your next get-together. White's Restaurant, 845 Northwest Avenue. Call 787-3991.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Okay, we're into a running clock game here. 11 minutes to go. Western has the football. Lumen kicked it out of bounds, 35-yard line.
49-14. Tell me, as far as debacles go, that one, I couldn't even get through the story of that one 20 years ago, and we had another technical.
Local decision-making with local employees. Neighbors helping neighbors. Keeping your money local and growing with Jackson County National Bank. The name that stays the same. Jackson's lender of choice. Offering a wide variety of banking products, including trust services. County National Bank is committed to Jackson with three full-service locations on Horton Road, Cortland Street, and Wisner Street. Love your community. Love your bank. County National Bank puts your money right back in your community. County National Bank is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 399979. Member FDIC.
Brembo, Homer, Michigan. Promoting safety in the workplace and in the community. When on the water this fall, remember, fall weather can change quickly. You should always be prepared for possible cold, windy, and wet weather, even if the sun is shining. Stay closer to the shore so you can turn back when the weather changes. Bring appropriate clothing, such as warm coats, rain gear, and gloves. Brembo of Homer, Michigan, just 15 minutes west of Jackson.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here on Deering Road, 49-14, clock running with about 9.5 to go. Looming up 35. Western trying to grind something out here. They're at the Lumen 48. Fortress. Rolling, looking. He's going to be hit, and he's going to be sacked. Back at the 43-44-yard line. Grant Smith again. Grant going after that Subway tonight. Made the defensive play there for Lumen. Bring up the second down and about 18. GLC. Tom Ranchford watching the scoreboard carefully here. Josh Ankle, he's got his work cut out tonight. Second very long, Fortress out of the gun. And he rolls to the right and looks. Throws it long. And there'll be interference called down the 30-yard line. Receiver was Tyler Jones, and he ran right into the Lumen running back, who was Luke Stanton. Tom out of town.
With a 8:46 to go in the game in the Interstate 8, Coldwater has scored again, and they lead Battle Creek Harper Creek 19-7 with 8:46 left in the ballgame.
Good news for Lumen Christie there. They'll walk off 15 against the Titans. Second down and 3. Following the pass interference call on Lumen, which really the receiver just ran into the D-back. They kind of collided out there. Fortress going to run. And kind of toughs out what looks like a first down. Depends on the spot. And they are going to give them a first down, the 38-yard line. And we have a timeout on the field. Now we wind the clock back up, so we'll keep it right here with 7.5 to go. As Ratch just mentioned, while Coldwater, 19-7 lead over Harper Creek late. Fortress back to throw. He's being chased. And he fumbles the ball. What a play by Kareem Harris. He stripped it from behind, and Lumen recovers. What a play by Kareem Harris. He came out from behind with the windmill, and he clubbed it right out of there, Tom.
It almost looked like Western was having a screen set up. That's how quickly the Titan defensive pressure got to steal Fortress. He elected to run, and then ball got jarred free, and the Titans scored. Yeah, when we leave here tonight, we might need to go out to Concord and stop at the Cadet. At the end of the third quarter, Concord leads Quincy 34-5-1.
Of course, Concord lost hard-fought game last week at Springport. So they're bouncing back. It looks like Springport and Concord will fight for that championship. Lumen takes a timeout inexplicably here. 6:23 to go. Let's take a 1 minute break. We'll be back on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 1015 FM.
Brembo, Homer, Michigan. Promoting safety in the workplace and in the community. When on the water this fall, remember, fall weather can change quickly. You should always be prepared for possible cold, windy, and wet weather, even if the sun is shining. Stay closer to the shore so you can turn back when the weather changes. Bring appropriate clothing, such as warm coats, rain gear, and gloves. Brembo of Homer, Michigan, just 15 minutes west of Jackson.
Arrow Steel and the Glick family want to thank the Jackson community for their support over the past 100 years in business. From 1916 to 2016, Louis Glick arrived in Jackson, Michigan in 1916. He built a successful scrap business, Glick Iron and Metal. In 1948, the youngest of Louis' children, Al, with guidance from his brother Robert, started his own metal service in Jackson. He named the new company using the first two letters of his name along with his brother's name, calling it Arrow Steel. Arrow Steel thanks the Jackson community for 100 years in business. Metals and plastic cut to size, delivered next day. Place your order today at arrow.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Good to go, and the clock running here. Napoleon leading Manchester 28-17 late in the third. They have a weather delay over in Manchester right now. We've had no signs, really, of any weather here. It did cloud up before the game. But really, a perfect night over here. Lumen has a lot of backup people in right now with the clock running 5.5 to go. And that looked like Jarrett Bull ran it up to about the 43-yard line. Be third down and about three for the Titans. Yeah, another 5 minutes to go. Next week we'll be out at Lumen for that Penfield game. And it looks like Lumen can clinch a playoff spot next week with a win.
And Northwest will be here to play Western. And that's always one of those throw out the records.
I believe that's our football frenzy event next week. Here's a running play on third. Looks like Lumen got a first down. They got over the 45. Now a flag late. Don't need that. Lumen's got their backup troops in there. Oak Park 14, Farmington Hills Harrison 9. That's a final? Final score. Shocker. Over on the East Coast. So the official's trying to figure out what's going on here. Personal foul on Western. Chelsea leading Ipsy 28-12, second half. Chelsea going for their seventh straight win. Lumen trying to get to 5-2 here, and they have 4 minutes to get that done. And they have Jarrett Bolt is the quarterback. And they have a whole backup group in there right now. And they stopped that clock for that penalty. And here's a play in the backfield. Brandon Johnson dragged down for a loss. Jackson High 42, Eastern nothing. With a minute and a half left in the third. 42-0 Jay High. They'll go to 4-3 tonight with that win over the hapless Quakers. Second 11 coming up here for Lumen. And we're down to 3:45. One first down and this game would be over. Keep that clock rolling here. And it looks like the direct snap to ball, he fumbles. That was not ball. That was C.J. Hendrickson dropped the snap, picked up back at the 50-yard line. Western takes the timeout. I'll say the running clock hasn't done us a lot of good here tonight. 49-14. He's Lansing 21, Lansing Sexton 6. After three quarters, those two teams were both 4-2 going in. Take a 1 minute break. We'll be right back. Try to wrap this up. Lumen 49, Western 14 here on WKHL.
No matter what happens in your future, you need to be ready for it. You need to set goals for it, save for it, and invest carefully. Most of all, you need a strategy. This is Casey Sykes, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. As your financial advisor, I'll work with you to create a strategy, one based on the realities of both your life and the financial world, based on your specific situation. Call the Augustine Group today at 768-7709. Tomorrow is based on what you do today.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC, CRC 150-2268-05/16.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the Collector Zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Clock running, 2:55 to go. Lumen has a fourth down in about 15. This game was over for all intents and purposes at halftime. Lumen led 35-7 at the half. Two touchdowns to one here in the second half. It's like Lumen's going to let the clock run down and take a 5-yard delay penalty and then punt the football. Anything out of town, Tom?
Oh, Jackson High leads 42-0 now. We said also East Lansing was leading Sexton 21-6 after three.
rain delay, or must be lightning delay, over at Manchester, where Manchester and Napoleon are in a battle. Napoleon leads 28-17 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Very impressive for Napoleon. Lumen's kick will trickle down and out of bounds around the 10-yard line. And the clock runs here with about 2 minutes left. We'll take a 1 minute break afterwards. Quick post game Subway player of the game. Check on that Copper Creek Coldwater game. And Western trickles back out with the clock moving here with 90 seconds left. You will have all the scores for you. Sports Saturday tomorrow, 8 to 10. For Polly's Country Markets tomorrow on 101.9 FM. Fortress fires one caught. 22-yard line. Westfield 28-0 over Hillsdale. That's a shocking score. Wow. We're down to a minute left. Beecher 13, Goodrich 7 at the half. Blumen closes, of course, with Beecher. Kwiatkowski, what a catch. He's dragged down from behind at the 30-yard line. Fortress just went back and threw it as far as he could. That was a great catch by Luke Raskowski down to the Lumen 30. Clock running with 30 seconds. Fortress out here caught on the sideline, just a couple yards to the 26. And Western will take a timeout with 22 seconds left. Fortress just went back through it as far as he could down the middle. And that was a circus catch by Raskowski, and he almost went all the way. I believe that was Jeremy Bradley that caught him from behind. Ball's at the 26. Western took a timeout. And they have one left as they try to drag out the end of this game, possibly get a score in here. Down 49-14. Yeah, we have playoff baseball tonight going on. 101.9. We hit 9 o'clock here on WKHM Jackson. 22 to go. And we're at 49-14 on the big board. Fortress fires. Could have been intercepted and hit the receiver in the shoulder pad. Incomplete. The clock is running and Western will take their last time out. Goodness. Probably one more play.
I can't really blame Coach Dave Nissen for this. There's 12 seconds left. Kids work awful, awful hard. The score is 49-14, but they work awful hard at it. And what's the harm in calling a timeout and throwing another pass into the end zone? That's what Steel Fortress and the Western Panthers do real well. You just saw Luke Raskowski with an absolutely fantastic grab. They've got a couple other kids that can catch the ball, too. So you might as well just play it out.
Play.
I was just checking with WTVB and Coldwater. There's no change in the score. It's still Coldwater with a, make sure I get this right, I don't have, it's 19-7 lead over Harper Creek. But the last we knew, it was 8 minutes to go in the game, so that was a while back. So it's got to be getting down to the end of it.
Here come the Panthers.
with 12 seconds, likely to be the final play. Clock will be right. That is a final. Coldwater is one. Here's a pass incomplete, and that should be the ball game as the clock will run out. No timeouts left. And this one is in the record books. Coldwater has beaten Harper Creek tonight, as we predicted in the pregame, 19-7, the final. So, Tom, that puts Lumen in to win the league. Well, certainly a tie for the league anyway. Lumen Christie's last league game is next week against Battle Creek Benfield at Lumen Christie's Jim Crowley Memorial Stadium. And I'm not real sure who Harper Creek ends with, but I'm going to assume if it's Marshall, Marshall's got a chance to beat them, and Lumen Christie could win the league outright. Team Shake Hands, 49-14, the final 1 minute break. We'll come right back. Quick wrap up here from Deering Road on 970 and 101.5 FM.